Jason, you get to answer this one first. What would be the best way of our covenants? And should we audit the EPA staff covenants department to make sure they're doing their job? Have you had a covenants task force meeting in your neighborhood yet? Are you aware of your task force's purpose?
No, yes, no. There's a lot going on there, so I think I'd like to just respond generally to what the Covenant Task Force is doing and my understanding of the role of staff in that process. We have two full-time staff persons in the BCA department who do nothing but enforce our covenants and follow up on those. And we also have the hearing panel, which is residents and our paid architect, which conducts reviews when covenant violations are escalated through the process. The goal of the covenant enforcement process is compliance. No one's trying to punish anyone. No one's trying to collect fines. That doesn't solve the problem. We want to get folks to have their property compliant, and in interest of disclosure, I've been cited just as much as anyone. So I get no quarter for being on the board. I don't know that what would be accomplished by an audit of our staff and what their activities are. They report to the board every month. They are actively managed. They handle a terrific amount of cases. If someone was legitimately interested in what they do, I'd encourage them to go by and talk to Jane, talk to her staff, find out what is truly involved in taking a case from the first reporting to ultimate compliance, which sometimes that process can take years. It's paperwork intensive, it's very detail oriented. When you're on the receiving end of that, it's not fun at all. When you're next door to the property that's taking years to get compliant, it's not fun at all. But again, I don't know that an audit of staff is going to accomplish what you want. If you want education, go talk to Jane. In terms of the covenant task force, my neighbor, Ms. Cardea, is the one who is heading up that effort. I think it's a worthwhile effort. Several years ago, when Tony Giordano was president, we did a covenant and bylaws review. I was on that task force. I don't know if it was as comprehensive as what's attempted here, but it was an attempt to try to bring some of the standards and some of the covenants, make them more current. They were drafted 30 years ago, and the landscape and the environment figuratively have changed. I look forward to what product the task force is going to do, and they are going to morph into a larger committee in the master plan and in our construct there. So, again, for those who have questions about the process, and I say this, if you really are concerned about it, I invite you to join it. I'm sure Diane would love to have the extra help.
Wendy Morrison. I'm learning quite a bit tonight, just sitting up here with things that I've wondered as a resident. But yes, the covenants are a huge thing. I have been here for 10 years and have been cited as well. And sometimes I wonder if the citing or the pink papers come so fast, and then sometimes it takes so long to, like you say, clean up your neighbor's yard and stuff like that. My big thing I would be curious about is, because I do know that the process is very lengthy, it's very legal, it's very, you know, they have to have so much time to do this, would it be to find a way, this is my concern as a resident, if there was something that could be done in between that time, some sort of creative process where either, you know, if it's a yard infraction or something, that yard could be cleaned up or maintained during the process, whether that gets charged to somebody, or maybe it's just a neighborly thing where we say, can we come clean up your leaves, or do you need help moving the wood off your back deck, or what? So that would just be my point on that. I didn't know how many people were on the task force, so that was new. So I'm learning right now. So that's all I've got on that.
Right? Nothing gets the ire up more than receiving a notice. Wrong. I know. But it was also the number one thing that was mentioned in the master plan, that people wanted the covenant enforced. They get upset when they see things being done. And I mean, during the process, well, let me begin by saying, since I've been on the board over the last 3 years, the process has changed a little. When we notice something now, when the staff, and by the way, there are only two members of the staff that cover this entire neighborhood, which is quite a large area. But when something is noticed, most of the time, the first thing that's done is to send a friendly reminder now. You don't get a letter right away. You just get a friendly reminder asking you to bring everything into compliance. You will, just one or two things. Then after that, it gets to where you get a letter, perhaps, and eventually we'll go to the hearing panel. A lot of times when neighbors are upset about the board not doing anything or the covenant people not doing anything, they're unaware that we're in the middle of trying to do a lot, but we cannot announce it. It has to be in confidence until we get to circuit court. And circuit court, in most cases, is about 2 years down the road. And during that time, we have even asked, we have gone to court and asked, could we clean up property? And the answer is no, it's private property. And we would be trespassing if we go on private property. It's only if a judgment comes down against the landowner that we might be allowed to come on property. So, if nothing else, I hope I can convince you tonight that it's not that the Covenants Department isn't doing its job. It's really trying to do its job. It's just that it takes a very long time to get it to go through the court. But to date, whenever we've gone to circuit court, the BCA has not lost. So we've done the job, all the legal parts of the job correctly, and for that, Jane and the staff have to be complimented.
Well, yes, it is the issue that I hear the most about, as most board members do. It's also one that I have probably more personal concerns about than any other. I certainly have supported the board action this last Monday night to establish the community character committee to deal with covenant enforcement related issues, and certainly support Diane's work with the staff group, and she's going to move on to that new group as the chair. And this committee is going to be charged, or has been charged now, with helping us improve our enforcement process and improving community education related to covenant enforcement, improving our staff skills in this area, and working to find ways that we can shorten the compliance process. I also support that our covenant efforts here in Brandon Mills should develop a collaboration with Chesapeake County Code Enforcement. We share many of the same issues. The county code enforcement people certainly end up looking at some of the most egregious cases that we see and working together, so perhaps that we have a stronger way to encourage compliance by combining the county efforts and our own would be an effort I'd like to see us pursue. I also would support that Brandon Mill and the county meet jointly with the circuit court judges, because this has really been probably the most painful part of this process. I'm sure Jane shudders when we talk about that part of the process, because it is very slow. And because Virginia is a strong property rights state, judges have been reluctant to move very quickly. And my point would be that we need to talk to the judges about the property rights of the rest of us who perhaps live next to a property that is in long-term disrepair, and to try to get the judges to even the playing field a bit. And finally, I would support that we work with the community association's collaboration. We're part of a larger collaboration of homeowner associations, community associations around the state, to work with them, to work with our legislators, to perhaps give us a little more teeth in state law than we currently have, so that we can do more quickly to address some of the most egregious cases. As has been said, most people respond after they get that little, prickly feeling when you open your letter. But people go, okay, I can take care of that. We'll get there. It's the
most egregious cases we all shake our heads at, and I think that's where we all want our attention to go.
Well, if the number one thing I think that we face as a community is covenant enforcement. Nobody likes to think about enforcing the covenant, and that you would have to do that, but as the community ages, and as we get more and more residents, which has over the last 20 years, it is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And I thank Diane for heading up the Community Character Committee, which is going to tackle the covenant enforcement. I'm sure they're going to look at all aspects of it. I haven't been to her meeting, so I'm going to leave it to her. But I'm sure also, besides just enforcing the covenant, it's also maybe perhaps how we can creatively stimulate our neighborhoods and our residents to wanting to maintain their property and wanting to, have a better looking piece of property. And, getting out and picking up their limbs or painting their house or, whatever the situation is. When you say enforcement of covenant, everybody has some house maybe on their block. I had some rental properties on our neighborhood. And, it was one of the things that was near and dear to me. How do you get them to do something with the house? Because the people inside are not the ones that have to maintain it. The people that own it, and they're out of state. So do they understand? Those are some of the challenges. And as a community, I would love to see us come together and figure out creatively how we can get everyone to want to do that extra, little extra, not a whole lot, but if everybody just does a little extra, then all of a sudden the whole community looks a whole lot better.